This Chazar Zechinish of Bachichas Lashagim Rabbi Yehuda Mesechtes Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin. Zok the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol then went to the eastern side of the Azara, north of the Mizbech. The Sagan would be on his right and the head of the base Av on his left. There were two goats there, along with a box and two pieces for a lottery in it. Originally, the pieces were made of wood, but Ben Gamla later made them of gold. He was praised for having done so. Once we talk about praise, Zok the Mishnah, Ben Katan made a kier from its original 2 spouts to 12 spouts. He also made a pulley system to lower the kier below ground into a spring overnight, which would prevent the water of the kier from becoming puzzle of by lina, being left overnight. King Munmaz made all the handles of the kelim to be used on Yom Kippur out of gold. His mother Hilni made a golden ornamental menorah over the entrance of the Heichal. She also had the Parsha Sotah written on a golden tablet so that the Kahanim could copy it from there rather than from a Sefer Torah when they had to write it for a Sotah. Nicknor had miracles happen to his doors, his gates that he donated to the Beis HaMikdash, and all these people were praised by the Chachamim. Zok the Gemara, from the fact that the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol would go north of the Mizbech, it must mean that the Mishnah holds that the Mizbech itself was not in the north, as follows the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. For Gemara, we said that the Reisha, the last Mishnah, follows Rabbi Elazar, son of Rav Shimon, who says that the carbon may be shechted between the Mizbech and the Ulam. So how can you say now it's following Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? The Gemara says both Mishnahs follow Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the last Mishnah, the Mishnah also means to say that the Shechita can be done to the north of the Mizbech, in the area corresponding to the area between the Mizbech and the Ulam. But not that it itself was in the north. The Mishnah said, "Askam b'minoi v'roish beis av v'smoiler." Rabbi Yehuda says, "One who walks to the right of his Rebbe is an ignoramus." In fact, Gemara, our Mishnah says that the askam would walk on the Kohen Gadol's right. Also, in fact, Gemara, second question, a braisa says, when three people are walking, the Rav should be in the center. The more chashuv person should be in the center. The more important of the remaining two should walk on his right, and the other on his left. We find that this is how the Malachim conducted themselves when they came to Avraham Avinu. The Rav says, Shmuel Bar Papa said, they would walk a little bit behind the Rebbe, not actually on each side. A braisa says, fact Gemara, that one who walks behind his Rebbe is considered to be a Bal Gaiva. Gemara says, it means he should walk behind it a little bit to the side. The Mishnah said the Kalfi Yosef Uvash Ne Goyrolois. A Brisa says the pasuk says Goyrolois, which teaches that the pieces may be made of any material. One may think that the two goyrol should be put on each animal. The pasuk therefore says Goyrol in singular, Goyrol Echod LaShem VeGoyrol Echod LaZozel, which teaches that there's only one goyrol piece for each. One would think to put both pieces on each animal. The pasuk therefore says Echod. They teach that only one piece is put on each animal. The word Goyrolois plural in the pasuk teaches that the pieces have to be identical, of the same material, and of the same size. In fact, it seems obvious that the pieces can be made of any material. Moshe says, since Hashem's name was written on the tzitz, which is made out of gold, we would think that since Hashem's name is going to be written on one of the goyrol pieces, should also be made out of gold. The pasuk therefore says goyrol twice, to teach that it can be made from wood as well. The Mishnah said, Ben Katan Osir Shteim Osir Dadin Dad Lakior V'chulu. He did this so that all 12 Kohanim doing the Avodah of the Tamid would be able to wash their hands and feet all at the same time. A Braisa says that when there were only 2 spouts, they would use the upper spout in the morning when the kier was full of water and therefore was able to reach the upper spout, and the lower spout in the afternoon when the kier was getting empty. The Mishnah said, V'afhu Osa Muchni Lakior V'chulu. Abai explained this was a wheel that would be used to lower the kier into the ground. The Mishnah said, Munbaz HaMelech Osa Kol Yudois HaKelim V'chulu. In fact, why don't you make the actual kelim of gold as well? So Abaye said the Mishnah is referring to the handles of the knives. Blades of knives can't be of gold. Gold is not a strong enough metal to be used for a blade of a knife. Fakmar Bryce says that he made the handles of the kalim and the handles of the knives out of gold. So we see that kalim does not refer to the knives. Abaye explained it refers to the handles of axes. The actual axe could not be made of gold for the same reason. Gold is not a strong enough metal to be used for the blade of an axe. Hilni Imoy, the Mishnah says, Hilni Imoy Asisa Asasa Nivreshes Shel Zahav V'chulu. A braisa says when the sun would rise, the golden ornament would shine, signaling that it was the ideal time to say Kriyat Shema. A braisa says that the Kahanim doing the Avodah would say Kriyat Shema before the ideal time, and the people of the Maimud would say it after the ideal time. Based on this, who was there that benefited from the shine of the ornament signaling the ideal time? So Abai explained, it benefited all the other people in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says, "V'afiyasi asasa tavla." We see from here that one may write even just a small portion of the Torah, which is actually the subject of Machlekes elsewhere. Rish Lakish, in the name of Yane, said it was written as an acronym, meaning only the first letter of each word. So therefore, it's no raya to that. That you can write, you can actually write a portion of the Torah. Fekmar Abraisa said that the Kohen would read from the tablet and write down what he read, which suggests that the entire words were written on this golden tablet. Mar says he wrote the full form of what was abbreviated on the tablet. Fekmar Abraisa said the Pesukim of the Parsha were written out on the tablet. Mara says the Braisa means that the first few words of each pasuk were written out, and the remaining words were abbreviated. The Mishnah said, Nikner Nasu Nisim Ladal Soisov. Mara explains that Nikner was transporting the doors by boats from Alexandria of Mitzrayim. The ship was threatened to be capsized by waves, so the people threw one of the doors overboard. They wanted to throw over the second door as well, but Nikner grabbed onto it and said, if you throw it over, you're going to throw me over with it. The sea calmed down. When the boat reached the port Naku, the people found that the door, which had been thrown overboard, was floating along next to the boat. Others say that a sea creature had swallowed the door and spit it out onto the shores of Aku when the boat arrived at Aku. Because of this tremendous nace, even when all the doors of the Beis HaMikdash were changed to golden doors, the doors of Nikner, although they were made of copper, they remained there. Others say they remained because it was made of such a very high quality refined copper that it was shiny just like gold itself.